Those supervisors? Looks all right. Peggy, will you go ahead and give them 2 minutes each?
Our first speaker is Colin Connors. Please accept the unmute to begin speaking. You will have 2 minutes.
Can you hear me?
You can.
All right. Good afternoon, Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors. A little known study was released last week by a little known university called Johns Hopkins. This study was conducted across 27 countries and concluded that lockdowns reduced COVID deaths by only 0.2% and shelter in place reduced COVID deaths by a whopping 2.9%. A direct quote from the study says, "We find no evidence that lockdowns, school closures, border closures, and limiting gatherings had a noticeable effect on COVID-19 mortality." But what they did find was that lockdowns increased depression, drug use, domestic abuse, drug overdose, death from deferred medical treatment, destroyed businesses, and record unemployment. Congrats, you all. You should all update your resume with these fine accolades. Get a clue, people. Your little power trip is over. It is time for you and Nurse Ratched to roll back all mandates and give the people of Santa Clara their life and their liberty back. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Barry Arata. Please accept the unmute to begin speaking.
Good afternoon, Board of Supervisors. I'm Barry Arata. I'm a San Jose firefighter, just shy of 16 years. I was born and raised in Santa Clara County. I speak to you today, and I hope Dr. Cerakota, you're listening loud and clear, as well as Dr. Ahmad Kamal. Supervisor Chavez, I hope you're listening too, as a big labor affiliate in this county. And I know that you support San Jose Fire and you support all firefighters. I currently am on unpaid leave because my medical or religious exemption was removed based on Dr. Cerakota's irrational public health order attacking all first responders, healthcare employees in this county, the only county in California that is requiring this. We are facing losing our homes, losing our livelihoods, and it's completely unacceptable. Here's some facts for you, Dr. Cody. Through FOIA requests in the city of San Jose from August until January 11th, San Jose Fire Department had a total of 160 positive cases. 147 of them were with the vaccinated firefighters. 13 were with the unvaccinated firefighters. Not a single case is documented that we spread this to the community. San Jose PD, same request. 229 positive cases, 182 with the vaccinated, 28 with the unvaccinated. The vaccines are not working to the 100% efficacy that you say they do. You're locking us down. You're throwing away our careers. We have saved countless lives in our careers. We are here to put out fires on the front lines and save people. We have seen death and destruction. I myself was a VTA shooting respondent. One of the first crews in. And I'm no longer good enough to do this because your irrational order is here. Rescind it now.
Our next speaker is Lisa. Please accept the unmute to begin speaking. And your mic is open, Lisa.
Can you hear me?
We can.
So I just want to say to all the firemen, all the policemen, everybody who is speaking out, may God bless them. May God bless you and your souls, because all this stuff that you're doing, you already know is wrong. They're giving you information, letting you guys know that all this stuff, all these things that you guys are doing, isn't working and it's not right. I have family, all kinds of family who had to get the shot. Do you wanna know how many of them got sick again? At least 5, 6, 7 of them that I know who have gotten a shot, got sick not once, but twice, and twice my sister. Do you wanna know if I have the shot? I don't. Do you wanna know how many times I got sick? Once, when it first came out, and then I was immune to it. So I pray for all your souls. I pray that God has mercy on him, because I know my God is good, and I know damn well that he is protecting all of us. And I wish to God, when you guys go to sleep, that you have visions and dreams of what this world is going to come to because of all of you people. And I'm not talking like people separating. I'm just talking about the way you guys are running this world, this country. We were founded on God and freedom. And now you're taking all our rights away? For what? For money? Money, money, money. That's all you guys want. And doctors, you guys, I feel so bad for you because you took an oath. May God have mercy on your soul, Sarah.
Our next speaker is County Guy. Please accept the unmute to begin speaking.
Wow, Sarah, it sounds like you have a lot of fans supporting your ridiculous booster mandates. You ought to pat yourself on the back. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Sarah, got a lot of fans out there. Pat yourself on the back, big girl, for ruining thousands of lives, not only firefighter lives, their families, police, hospital, frontline workers. You pretty much have destroyed their hope of a career while you go back to Palo Alto in your mansion. Good job. Your mandates are illegal and are unjustified. I hope you, the county, and the Board of Supervisors are sued to the hilt. Everybody that's on this call, spread the word, vote every one of these soulless crooks out of office. Any lawyers out there, you stand and take a lot of their money. Please, please listen to these people. Their jobs are at stake, their lives are at stake, and you got one person to thank. Sarah Cody, who calls herself a doctor. I call her a fool.
Our next speaker.
Wow. Already. Good evening, everybody. It's Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. This is the Fakeologist speaking. It's 8:21 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm talking to you from the North Shore of Lake Ontario in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, the COVID capital of the world. It's another day in the life of a COVID cult captor. You were just listening to Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors. That thing he says here was almost 8 hours. One thing technology has definitely done has brought many people that would never show up at a county supervisor meeting. It's brought them together. And it's amazing how we have these healthcrats in every single county, in every single state, every single province, every single jurisdiction in the world. And they are the emissaries of the banksters who are bringing in a new world digital order currency. And there is nothing, and I mean nothing, that seems to shake these people. These people are like statues. They're the same everywhere. I think that I'm trying to think of what kind of training these people would have received over the years to ready themselves for this day when they were going to get verbally attacked. I'm stunned there hasn't been any kind of physical violence. I certainly am not trying to incite any of it, but I'm stunned at the level of hesitancy or restraint that the people of this world have shown over 2 years. And I'm guessing the only reason that there's this restraint or hesitancy is because the whole premise of this takeover is that these people are helping you. And it's sort of the Good Samaritan spirit that people have, where if most countries have a Good Samaritan Act, which means that if you try and help somebody and you, in the course of helping them, kill them, then you're actually not liable criminally in any way. And the whole purpose of that is to encourage people to help others in need and not worry about any negative consequences. Because if your intent is to help, then you will not be prosecuted if things go wrong. And I think that is one of the cognitive dissonance features of the PSYOP, where every one of these quote-unquote doctors, these epidemiologist healthcrats, are put there in the guise of helping other people. What just made that noise? Something made a noise that annoyed me. And I don't know what it was. Too many things on the go. Because I have the setting that if I overmodulate it, tings. Anyway, so the point is that all these people are there to help. And even if they end up killing a substantial number of people in the name of helping them, most people are not going to go after them because in their minds, they are told that these people are helping. We are here to save your life, your children's lives, your mother's, your father's, your brother's, your grandfather's lives. So that is why they are acting with such immunity and impunity. I really think that is the reason why pitchforks and knives and all the other weapons of that one might take to storm the barricades, it hasn't happened, because it's incredible that people are getting injured. They can't reconcile the fact that they take a shot and then minutes, hours, days, weeks later, they get really sick or die. They can't reconcile that whatsoever. And it might take years for them to figure it out. But because they are listening to the subconscious repetition that safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, they keep hearing that. They just cannot reconcile the idea that these injections are doing them absolutely no good. And they could be maiming or killing the people all around them. And that's why 2 years later, this still goes on, because safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective. Or, well, we haven't quite got it right. The science is changing. We're adjusting our everything we do. So we need just another 2 weeks, another 3 weeks, we need another shot. We have another variant. This will go on forever, because even with their own phony protein sequencing or amino acid sequencing, the number of combinations of these amino acids is almost infinite. So they could come up with a variant, a scariant, till the end of time. And at least the truckers, and it doesn't matter if you think it's a PSYOP or not, they are at least doing something. They're doing something. And I'm happy that they're doing something. I don't care if it was incited as a PSYOP, because what is the alternative if they did nothing? We would be sitting here just twiddling our thumbs, doing the same old thing over and over, absolutely nothing. We'd be whining, bitching, moaning. At least something is happening. And who knows where it's going to lead. But at least a move is being made. Now, I don't know. Is that my machine making a beep? Because it's starting to aggravate me. Okay, let's say hi to those in the chat. I was thinking today that if I was listening to a talk show, if I came to a talk show every night, like you guys show up every day. Really appreciate it. It's amazing that you do it. I would want to hear my name if I showed up every day. And if it's just a simple hello, I would look forward to hearing my name, because if you know anything about marketing and sales, a person's favorite word in the English language is their own name. Not for me personally, but for most people, yes. So all you have to do is remember someone's name and they'll think you're the best person ever. So let's go to the chat and say hi to Dirty Benny. Hello. Tunax, hello. Oh, I need a pronunciation guide. Okay, we'll call you Plain Living. I can say that. Hello, Jacquois. Hello. And Jacquois is up my butt about the truckers. And let's say hello to Jacquois. You better call in. Talk to me about your position. Top-notch energy. Hello. Yeah, where are all the fakeologists tonight? Peter Rue, hello. Peter Rue came in. And yeah. And do we have anyone over at the FakoTube chat? I can't really tell who's in the chat unless you say hello there. I think Frank is in the chat, but I'm not sure because Frank always shows up on the screen, but I don't know if that means he's actually here because I'm not sure how accurate the chat is. And okay, Plain Living is there. Okay, so getting back to what we were listening to Steve Kirsch created a post on Substack, which is a good Substack, and he's doing a ton of work. And there must be all these county supervisor meetings happening all over the United States all the time. And this seems to be the place where people can testify. And I like the United States model of counties because the people that rule over you in a county, they don't live as far away as the people that rule over you in a province or a state or even a country. They're much closer. They're quite possibly your neighbor. Much harder to screw your neighbor when you live right beside them. You live on the other side of the country, like in Kanakistan here. These people are so distant. Yeah, I know we have local representation. You can try the Discord Jacquois if you want, or the phone lines are open. I'll put the numbers on the screen. Anyone who wants to call in, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. And I'll read a quick message from Gibby. Gibby sent me a message today. Fakeologist.com/contact. If you want to contact me. Hey, just wanted to fire off a quick note to let you know I'm listening to your podcast, although a bit later than they get posted. No, it doesn't matter when you listen. I've been a subscriber and monthly donor to your site for quite some time, but just got into the podcast in earnest recently. I started with a random show that you posted around late November, have been absorbing one or two a day, and I'm currently on number 463. I'm getting to the point that I'll be listening as they're posted. Keep up the high caliber work. Gibby from Michigan. Whereabouts in Michigan? Thank you so much. That's what inspires me. It's not just cold, hard Bitcoin that inspires me. It's just messages, simple messages. So thank you so much. Really, really fantastic. And if you click, there's so many ways to contact me. Let's see what happens. If you click on fakeologist.com/contact, we'll get this page. You can actually fill out this form, which means you don't need email at all. You don't need an email. Or I've got phone numbers. These phone numbers here are no good. I'm going to delete them. So this page needs, and I'm not using the conference call thing either. I have to delete that now. All right, so I'm going to delete all that part of it because I'm not using the backup phone numbers. Those are Skype numbers that I've since deleted. So if you call those numbers, you'll get somebody else. But you can email me at im@fakeologist.com as well, and I will read your email. And speaking of listening to old shows, I realized with the person named Tom who just joined, and he is right here under introductions. If you do end up joining the site, I would ask you to create a new topic and introduce yourself. You could either put it here or start a new topic with your own name. It's all over the place here. It's a messy forum, but you can see here the last post was by Tom here. I think you can click here and it will bring you to the last post and introduce yourself. So here's one from Numerare. I've never heard of Numerare. He did a good post this week. He came to Fakeologists from Space Busters. I've been a coincidence hypothesis skeptic for many years and discovered some demonstrable hoaxes on my own, which further opened my mind and expanded my worldview. His 9/11 story is very similar to so many. He went through Zeitgeist, Loose Change, and other 9/11 truth videos, raised the issue of an inside job, aka PSYOP, of which I was convinced when I watched the appended videos narrated by Bill Cooper, who clearly simply explained in a live, real-time, all-day-long broadcast as the 9/11 World Trade Center Towers destruction happened, the most essential relevant facts that prove that 9/11 was a hoax based on a preponderance of evidence and beyond a reasonable doubt. The staged 9/11 event fit the same exact Hegelian dialectic pattern of the JFK assassination event, RFK assassination event, Marilyn Monroe murder event, Dorothy Kilgallen murder event, I don't know her, the 12/7/1941 Pearl Harbor attack event, et cetera. One might reasonably infer from these events that all official human history is a series of psychological operations to dupe, control, and exploit the people. We put links to the William Cooper, who was probably controlled opposition as well, but his stuff is so good, it's still worth listening to. And he does links to Hour of the Time. I was listening to many of those for a long time, and then I got distracted. I have to go back to those. And then Tom Gabby, who called in with his wife and child, he put a great intro in here. Very good intro, actually. Complete with links. Tom really knows what he's doing right away, which is fantastic. The point I'm making is he was listening to some old shows. So then I went through my old shows to try and find out which old shows are being listened to. And then I realized that some of the old links are dead. So no one's going to listen to an old show if the links are dead. So I'm now in the process of going back in my old shows and making sure they work. They are there. It's just that the abarato.info, that domain, I let it expire because I'm never going to use it again. So anything that used to be there, not there anymore. Now somebody grabbed the abarato.info domain. And I think they just got it to hold in case I wanted to buy it, because this seems like a nonsense blog. But I'm never going to buy it, so don't waste your time. I think what happens is people or bots go through the old domains that don't get renewed, and they buy them, figuring that the person who used to have it lost track of it, and they hold it for ransom, which is very, it's a low tack business type of business, rather. It's a low type of thing to do. But don't worry, I never want this domain. You can have it with your stupid coloring books, because I'm pretty sure the only advantage you have is you actually created a sitemap, and I don't have a sitemap, according to the last FAC broadcast with Frogger. So I don't quite have my SEO up to date, although perhaps Frogger is going to give his time, his talent, to help me. Anyway, so I'm going to fix that for you. That way you can listen to my old shows. Now, you don't have to. There are other ways to grab all my own shows. One of them is Resilio Sync. If you go to fake11.com/audio, which I'm going to do now, to show you how easy it is to navigate a website, fake11.com/audio. That should bring up my audio page. Then you can click on the archive, which is up at the top. We're going to click on the archives. And, okay. That brings them all back up in reverse order. That's not wanted to show you, though, so we'll back up a bit. And maybe the archives are also on this page. So we'll back up a bit. And, yeah, you should see the Resilio Sync. Should be here somewhere. Oh yeah, here it is. You can Resilio Sync all the shows. So click on here. You click on all shows. And it's going to bring up this page. If you have sync, you just click here. I will do. Going to open my sync. Can't see this screen anymore. But when you're on this screen, it will allow you to bring up all the shows, and you can either download all of them or you can download selectively by show number. And that is a completely super fast way of doing it. Now, I got to make sure that's actually working because I haven't looked at this in a long time. So now I'm kind of curious if it even works at all because I don't think anyone has used this feature. So now I'm going to quickly look and make sure it works. Now it looks like it does work, but almost no one ever uses that feature, which is too bad. But it is there and available, and you can grab all the shows one at a time or all of them, put them on your device, and away you go. That is another fantastic feature. I don't think any other podcast service is using that, but you can use it. And since we're on this page, you can look on the right. If you want to make a donation to the site, over on the right is a very simple form that you can fill out and boom, 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 send her through. And our latest donor was Topo Chico. He gave 722,000 satoshis, which is a fantastic donation. I thank him so much. You have to let me know that you're sending them because I won't even look for them necessarily. And I definitely don't know who sends them. It's completely anonymous. So you'll have to let me know that it's you. And I'll look and then I'll thank you. So that's how crypto works. Completely anonymous. And I signed up for ShakePay today, which is another Bitcoin transfer service. I'm not endorsing ShakePay or buying Bitcoin, but it is just another vehicle that's really interesting to take a peek at and look at. So you should look at it too. Okay. Who we got here? Let's see. Okay, Jaguar, just call the phone number. Or fake11.com/Discord. Oh, you're in the verification room. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Let's see if it, by the way, if my audio cuts out because I'm in the Discord, please flag me somehow. Jaguar, hello. Jacquois, make sure you unmute. Going to verify you, Jacquois. Unmute your mess. Unmute. By the way, you say that you don't know how the Discord works. When you go into the intake room, it will give you a message and tell you what to do. So it should work pretty easily. But you're muted right now. Actually, when you join the Discord, you'll get a message like this. It'll say you won't be able to see anything in the server until you verify with one of our moderators. We just want to say hello, check you're a real person, and that you're in the right place. Have a microphone or headset connected to your device, and then click on the verify room, then type at moderators here to let us know you're ready. Be patient. A moderator will come to talk to you soon. You can catch up on the latest Fakeology by clicking on your name above in this message. We hope you enjoy your stay. Jacquois, hello. Well, you're unmuted. You just have to talk. But that's how it works. I think it's pretty simple. I guess the main problem is people don't read the message. I'm guessing. Let's see if I'm coming through in the chat. Okay, there's a delay because you've got to turn off the stream because the stream is delayed. Yeah, you have to turn off the old audio and then you can start talking because this is like a talk show. There is a delay. Okay, well, as long as my voice doesn't go kooky, then we should be okay. Okay, Tunax is talking about Dorothy. Dorothy doubted the Warren Commission report and was at a Jack Ruby trial during intermission and was found dead under mysterious circumstances in 1965. Okay. I don't remember that part. I'm surprised Jim Fetzer didn't bring that up because where I got most of my info on Kennedy was listening to Fetzer drone on for years about that. I don't listen to Fetzer anymore, but I like Fetzer. Okay, Jacquari, can you hear me? 2212. All right, getting back to, what was I listening to? Okay, I listened to the Kevin J. Johnson show. Yeah, he's never on his own show, which a lot of people appreciate. And the main show host is Ed, who is actually a really great guy. I like Ed. I'm going to try and get Ed on my show just to say hi. He is a real decent truther. He's killing it. He runs the show and his sidekick is Derek and Stefano, who is a paralegal. It's probably more interesting to me because I'm Canadian and they do the Canadian angle. And I highly recommend these guys. And they had Mike in the Night on. I like Mike in the Night. Mike is another Canuck Canadian living in... He's living in... where is he? He's living in Merritt, British Columbia. And I'm going to bring him up here. I like Mike, as I just said. Mike knows what's going on too. And that is a compliment because most people don't know what's going on. And Mike really connects with the whole financial collapse aspect of this. So I invited Mike at the last minute and then now he tells me he does a show tonight. So Mike is doing a show in 32 minutes on Odyssey. I'm not a huge fan of Odyssey, but Mike obviously is. I see that Mike has scheduled next Mike in the Nights already with graphics. Really good. Episode number and everything. But Mike does a really good job. We got Mike in the Night tonight. And Mike is a bit of an amateur like I am. He does a good job, but he doesn't have the best in grammar, but that's cool. It shows me he's real. But Mike has the next two shows of his scheduled. I'd highly recommend listening to Mike in the Night. Let me show you Mike in action here. I usually download some of his shows. And Let's look at this one here. He does a lot of good stuff, actually. He doesn't get a lot of views, only 100 views. So let's watch this one.
Foreign interference. What does that even mean? Is it another country getting involved with some other country's politics? Well, it looks to be that way. Foreign interference. Meddling in elections. What am I talking about? Well, Governor DeSantis, the real American hero, is basically told GoFundMe that if you don't refund the people back their money, that they're going to do an investigation against GoFundMe, which means they'll do a heavily forensic audit on the company, look at its who it's collaborating with, who it's funding with, and through what sources, and blah, blah, blah. So GoFundMe is crashing right now. And here's the article. Canadian officials caution against foreign interference as U.S. Republicans back Freedom Convoy protests. So what's happening? Well, Governor Ron DeSantis, thank you for sending me this, by the way, guys, this article here. GoFundMe reverses plans on Freedom Convoy donations. Florida Governor DeSantis promises investigation. GoFundMe website has reversed course and decided to automatically refund donations. Yeah, they usually keep that. How it works nowadays is like, you know, when you pay for your apartment, you got to pay your damage deposit. Well, they don't pay your damage deposit back, even though the apartment's in better condition than when you moved in. It's in better condition than when you moved in. You kept it clean. You organized. They still keep your damage deposit. This is what GoFundMe is trying to do. To refund donations to truckers organized, leading to a protest against Canadian pandemic restrictions, but politicians vowed to investigate the website's original plan for dealing with donations to truckers. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Saturday morning that he and the state's attorney general will investigate the GoFundMe after it shut down a fundraiser for the Canadian truckers participating in so-called Freedom Convoy. So this is saying that Canadian official caution against foreign interference. Let me get comfortable here. Do you guys remember when, what's his name, was selected?
Yeah, I like Mike. I don't know why he needs to jam the phone in his face, but he's a good guy. We're going to have him on sometime. Not tonight. I invited him at the last minute tonight. And by the way, I just realized I sent a lot of requests to different people, and almost all of them use Gmail. And then I realized a lot of my requests don't come through because a lot of times my server is blocked by Gmail, so my email does not go through. Okay, Jacques, you are in the green. Where are you? You're in the green room now, so we'll try finding you in the green room. All right, can you hear me now? Jacques, try calling on the phone, because obviously you don't have your Discord set up properly. If you can't hear me, then your Discord's not set up. Hey guys, you got to make sure you test your Discord settings. Just click the sprocket where your name is, go to voice and video, and try and get your audio working there. There's a mic check. There's all kinds of ways to check it. Make sure you do that first. They even have a troubleshooting guide. I'm not even a big fan of Discord, but everyone loves it once they get it going. But the tried and true way to connect is you can phone me. Give me a phone call. Everyone knows how to use a phone. Yeah, so a lot of my messages are not getting through on Gmail. So it's not that people are ignoring me. They're just not getting my email. Well, that's because my server, for whatever reason, has a bad reputation. Or I'm not following through on all the international ways of doing things to get a good reputation. So that is a problem, and I'm going to look into that one of these days. Okay, where am I here? That's the Kevin J. Johnson Show. They do this show every night at 9 o'clock, and he's very good. Ed is very good at being on time. Highly recommend the show. And quite the ragtag army. Ed does really good work. And actually, I'm going to show you some stuff here. All my coverage on the convoy is at, I'm going to tell you, fake11.com/convoy. In case you didn't know, fake11.com is my fast forwarding system. So fake11.com plus a slash plus a word, a keyword like AOL, that'll get you to so many places. So fake11.com/convoy, go to the last page. Let's play a couple things. Okay, the Ed feed didn't go through. Play you this one here. Oh, there's Ed. So Ed was in Ottawa wandering around here.
So for those of us that are thinking about what are the fashion statements that have come out of this fringe group, as we can see in the background there, what's the latest in accessories?
Well, forget Gucci, forget Prada. We have to go freedom. Freedom, this is like, you know, you can put your hand in there beautifully. There's compartments in there and it's waterproof. And it's just beautiful.
Thanks for the show. Oh,
and if you want one, we're going to have a whole bunch of a bubble vest tomorrow.
Cool. So now you're making a fashion statement. Nice.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah. So who's going to save the country?
We are.
Jerry can.
Yeah, Jerry can save it.
Truckers. Oh, my God. You guys, freedom fighters. This is it. This is it. Unification. We got this.
Right on. Yep. Well, looks like he took down the sound, so I'm going to get back to it.
So Ed's wandering around downtown Ottawa. From in front of the Parliament building. It's still freezing there.
Yep, Fox News actually made it to Ottawa. How about that?
Fox News is in Ottawa. And all these guys are still parked out in front. They want to turn this street in front of the Parliament buildings into a pedestrian way. That's their latest thing they're going to do, is take the street away from vehicles. These guys have been running their trucks for almost 2 weeks. I like this guy with the boom truck. Jerry cans everywhere.
So it's pretty busy down here in Wellington. Every day there's more and more these cardboard protesters.
All right, so this is where I put my latest stuff. So if you think I'm not doing much on the blog, this is where I'm putting a lot of stuff.
Canadians, are you really just going to sit there and watch as an unethical, authoritarian minority government runs roughshod over your neighbors? Really? I mean, fully half of Canadians support the fundamental principles that triggered this convoy in the first place, dropping the mandates. And fully 100% of Canadians should support the right to protest. The government began by ignoring this little convoy emerging from Vancouver. That didn't work. As support grew, they directed a smear campaign at the organizers of the convoy. That didn't work. Somewhere around Winnipeg, this thing became a movement. And the government began their disinformation campaign with the cooperation of the government-funded Canadian media. They told you that this convoy had little support as they turned their cameras away from the enormous crowds lining the roads. They told you this convoy is comprised of a small group of extreme radicals. As Facebook literally exploded with new groups and other kinds of support for the convoy. With Ottawa jammed and totally surrounded with countless Canadian citizens, the Prime Minister attempted to incite violence through his speech. That didn't work. a road hockey game broke out. And in this weird post-Marxist, neo-fascist, pseudo-democracy that we live in, now the government is attempting to interfere with the funding for the convoy. We'll see if that works. So, the government's kind of backed themselves into a corner here, haven't they? What's the next logical step? Well, the government's going to bring the violence. Yes, the government is going to gather their forces, put on their vests and their helmets and their face shields, bring their batons and their tear gas and their water cannons, and eventually their guns. Are you going to let them do that? Really? You're just going to sit there and let them do that? Do something. Write a comment. Make a post. Join a group. Form a group. Write an email to your MLA, to your MP, to your mayor, to the prime minister, to the governor general, to the queen. Do something. Go to Ottawa. Do something. Please.
There you go. Do something. And if you want to donate, I have an easy link that I created, fake11.com/adopt-a-trucker. And that'll bring you to their Give, Send, Go, which is up to only $656,000. Far cry from $10 million, which is surprising. I thought it'd be more than that. Is that right? Let me update my page. Yeah, I guess that's it. Unless there's another page that I don't know about. Okay, what do we got here? On the updates, the information that truckers are moving to Toronto is false news being spread to try and confuse future arriving convoys or people. Yeah, there's people disrupting this whole thing, as one may have expected. And I even heard that our own police chief here in Toronto cut off the access to the legislative buildings here in Toronto. So obviously our police chief believes the false news. And that's not coming up. That's a little slow. This is a pretty slow website, Give, Send, Go. Must be only slightly faster than mine. What does it say here? Anyone arriving in Ottawa is encouraged to bring empty fuel canisters to carry around. They have a trucker support page, main organizers, largest Instagram account. Let's just check them out. Here is the Freedom Convoy page. I think they keep getting deleted. Okay, I'm on that page. Pretty big. 300,000 people are following it. In post. Okay. I don't really look at this all that much. Here's a video. Go ahead and talk.
Hey, I'm doing a live. Hi.
Awesome. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming out, everybody.
We're just going around to do a live. I want to show everybody all the trucks. So this
we came from Winnipeg with you guys.
Nice.
Yeah, we saw you guys go around. I was like, that's it. I'm following my people. Yeah. Ooh. Winnipeg was wicked. Eh? Yes. Yeah. We were right outside. Like, we were inside the perimeter on by Headley.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Winnipeg was. Yeah.
We saw everybody go by. And I remember seeing you guys go by because you just looked enamored with happy.
She's like, oh my God.
So many people. Yeah, I look at my wife. Is like, I got to go.
Oh,
so we've been here. We met up with you guys at Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Awesome. I heard when we were, sorry, I'm doing a live here.
No, that's okay. I
heard when we pulled in the last night, we were 100 kilometers long.
So apparently when we went through Sudbury,
this is from February 2nd. I haven't seen this.
Yeah. Wow.
From the first truck that you guys
came
at the end. And we were close to the end. And yeah, it was 5 hours of trucks and cars.
Wow.
And
I remember at one point we had a confirmed length. 90
kilometers. Wow, that's crazy.
90 kilometers.
Okay, we're gonna keep going. It's so great to meet you. Thanks for coming out. We're gonna keep walking.
I wouldn't miss us.
Check it out. Check it out, you guys. Yeah. So I just kind of wanted to give you guys a little bit of an idea as to what's happening here on the ground by where we are. I'm going to try to get to the hill today, but I don't know if it's in the cards for me today, but I will get down there at some point and do another live so you can see what's happening down there. But yeah, look at these, see what I'm talking about? There's people with flags all over, supporters walking around, really good energy. Yeah, really good energy. So this is pretty exciting. That's my favorite coffee shop right there.
It's the only coffee shop in Canada.
I just gotta check this out, you guys. Morning. I am Tamara. Hi, I'm just doing a live, just so you know. No, it's okay. All right, all good. Yeah, this is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Chris. Oh, Benjamin. Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. Yeah, he's just. Yeah, he's amazing. He'll be back tomorrow.
Anyway, that's another organic type video. And yes. By the way, they call it the legacy media now. I thought that's a new term that's shown up in the last week. Legacy media. I guess that's the nicest thing you can call the dead media or the former mainstream media, the legacy media, because really nobody watches it anymore. This is the place to go. Just go to Facebook, go click on the live button, and you will see what people are talking about. You will see more organic feeds than you can imagine. So here's some live ones here, the Kevin J. Johnson show. They only show the stuff that you're following usually. But let's see what else we got here. So we got Kevin J. We've got, this is the Western Standard, actually. That's another channel I've never really followed in the past. Now, sorry for my international audience. This is all the Canadian stuff.
Link closures and bars and restaurants.
The government was stopping COVID from transmitting after 10 or 11 or whatever.
The 11 o'clock, yeah.
But now COVID will transmit after 11.
All the way till
transmitted after midnight, particularly when there's been a lot of stuff served. But it wasn't COVID going around, and no regulation is going to stop that.
Yeah.
If you wear condoms, you can't get COVID.
Over your face, maybe.
Yeah. Well, with face condoms is what you're supposed to wear now.
One thing that annoys me after 2 years, well, there's so many things, but after 2 years, they're still making fun of the regulations in the perspective of a health crisis. I think it's time to stop talking about the health aspect of this phony pandemic and really let people know what's coming. Let's just forget about trying to rationalize the complete nonsensical health story, and let's make people understand what's coming. The digital ID with digital expiring currency, with social credit, carbon credit scores that evaluate every human being's activity, and using that data to control them and their activity and their action. I wish people would just stop talking about the stupidity. If they said it in terms of, okay, they want people to stop going to restaurants or stop socializing or be in at a certain time, stop drinking. That is all behavioral control. That's all it is. That's the purpose of it, to limit and train people to control their behavior in a way that the government approves of, not your own free will. You will do what you're told. It's slave training. Stop talking about it in terms of a virus that is quite clearly completely discredited. Just stop it. It's annoying. Very annoying that people still talk about it in a jocular manner. It's boring at this point. Okay. There's their Instagram page, Freedom Convoy 22. Freedom Convoy 22. All right. Well, we've been going about an hour, which is about as long as I usually do if I don't get a phone call. I'm just going to take a quick peek at what am I going to do here? Quick peek at the chat. Jacqua. For someone who didn't call in, you're certainly very busy in the chat. And that's great. You should have called in, but now I'm kind of out of time. Okay. You're very active in the chat. Do I have any particular questions that you have to ask me? Amazing, Jacqua. Amazing, Polly's in on the scam. Wow. You have a long list. Okay. Hillier, yeah. Suspicious. Bernie, yep. Chris Sky. He's really quite calmed down in the last little bit, Chris Sky. I think his obnoxiousness is tiring. Most women don't like it. The Line, I don't really know the people of The Line. Byron Bridal, for sure. I don't think Amazing Polly's in on it. I like Amazing Polly. And yeah, I see you're raging in the chat. That's fine. Yeah, hey, whatever works for you guys. Just so you know, guys, when you do talk in the chat, all your chat is on the video screen. It's actually quite clear. You can actually read it, which is good. Just so people know, your chat is on the video recording of this broadcast. I'm sure most of you guys know that if you go to fakeologist.com/live, you can see all the different platforms I'm streaming on: YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch Live, Be Live, and FakeoTube, my favorite. You can watch the replays on all those other inferior to FakeoTube platforms. And we also have an audio live stream at fake11.com/stream1 or radio1. So you can go there. And I'm just looking at the FakeoTube today, right now. Actually, I haven't posted too much on the FakeoTube. I don't know. What have I been doing? I guess I'm too busy driving or something. This was a video that Junior Fakeologist clipped for me from the press conference of the Freedom Convoy from a couple days ago. And I like this farmer guy from Saskatchewan's rant, so I'll play it.
All Canadians and all politicians have to be aware of: this is the nation's capital. Ottawa is not just a city in Canada. This is the nation's capital. And as citizens of the country, we've been working for 2 years to get the truth out to the Canadian people. And it took the truckers to create a platform that's allowing these doctors, these brave and doctors that are speaking truth about the truth in science. Canadians owe a deep debt of gratitude to all the truckers. So to the degree that you can support the truckers, please find a way to donate to the truckers. But never forget here, this Ottawa, to the citizens of Ottawa, you are in the nation's capital. There is no disrespect to you, the citizens of Ottawa. But please remember, you live in the nation's capital. And as Canadians, I'm from Saskatchewan, I have a right to be here. I pay taxes in this country, and our government is violating the law. They have been for 2 years now. And so we have a right to make our voices heard. So never forget that. This is Canada. This is the nation's capital. So Canadians, stand up with us. Mm-hmm. Stand up for your God-given rights.
Freedom for everybody.
Yeah, I like that, actually. I thought that was really good. Good message for sure. 1 minute and 33 seconds. Thumbs up for me. Don't forget, if you log in to FakeoTube, you can leave comments and give thumbs up, and you can keep track. I don't think I played this Shaq. Did I play this Shaq video? I don't think I played this. This is Shaq. This went viral 2 days ago. Shaq is huge. And he's speaking out.
So look, I encourage everybody to be safe and take care of your family. I do. But there's still some people that don't want to take it. And you shouldn't have to be forced to take something that you don't want. So
I don't think people are being forced to take. Well, there are some. There are. I mean, listen, we have a mandate at CBS.
That's force.
We have a mandate at CBS. But my point.
That's force.
But where I wholeheartedly.
That's force.
No, it's not force.
It is force. Because if the man don't take it, the man will get fired.
Yeah, I like that. That's the Shaq. Good man, Shaq. All right. Skate and Destroy. Hello. Have I said hello to everyone in the chat tonight? I think so. So no phone calls for tonight. That's fine. We've gone about an hour. Let's see if I have covered everything I wanted to in the blog. We thank Gibby. What do you guys think of this? This clot shot. The embalmers are out now. The funeral home directors are back out. After we had Mr. Looney, now we have this guy with Steve Kirsch who does interviews. What do you think of this guy who says he's finding gooey stuff?
I'm Kirsch with the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation here with Richard Hirschman. Richard is a funeral director and embalmer. He's been doing this for 20 years. He works out of Alabama. He was featured on a video with Dr. Jane Ruby where he was talking about unusual blood clotting that he's observed since May or June of this year. And it's gotten progressively worse so that now this month it's over 60% of the people that he embalms has these unusual clots that he'd never seen before in over 20 years of doing. And also other embalmers have not seen it before either. And they're seeing it also for the first time this year. And they're basically seeing the same weird stuff that you're seeing. So my first question is, Richard, because I'm assuming that people have viewed that Jane Ruby video of you where you describe the clots and have pictures of the clots and so forth. So we won't get into that. But let's talk about peers. When you start to ask your peers to say, hey, have you seen this? Like, when did they notice this was going on? Or did they start to notice it after you tipped them off?
They seem to notice it after I tip them off. Some of these peers, these people that I really highly respect, been doing this for about as long as I live, don't do as much embalming now as they used to. I brought them these pictures after I had gathered several of them because I wanted to make sure, you know, this is not just me seeing this. This is like, okay, now I'm not crazy. I've not seen this stuff in the last 20 years and now I have all this stuff. Hey, you've got many more years of experience than I do. Have you ever seen it? Because I didn't want to come out with these pictures and be, you know, oh yeah, well, you know, he's just crazy. He's always been around. But no, they're just as concerned about these clots as I am.
And when you've talked to other people, are you talking like to a couple other people? Are you talking like 10 other people? Like give me a rough idea of the number of people you conferred with on this.
Well, I have conferred with, oh man, probably about 10 or more embalmers. One of the embalmers has been a friend of mine that I used to work with years ago. I started notifying him, I want to say it was in November or December, saying, hey, have you been noticing these strange clots? I sent him some of the pictures. He said, yes, I've been having the same problem. I reiterated it not long ago just to double check, make sure I'm not losing my mind. Yes, he's still having the same problem. And these other embalmers.
All right. So what do you guys think of this? Let me just check the chat. Anyone buy into that? The stringy mucus? Yeah, I know Kirsch believes in the virus. I know he does. But I can still, if I tossed everyone I disagreed with, I'd talk to myself. But anyway, absolutely. I don't know if this story is real, but if just going through the comments of this video, if any of these commenters are real, or here's John O'Looney. Okay, John O'Looney. John O'Looney, you know him. He's the guy. I'll subscribe. Well, I don't know if this is him. He's the funeral director. But I don't know. We can't confirm that's John O'Looney. This is the beauty of the internet. You don't know who you're listening to, but he also sees this stringy substance in the blood on doom embalming. So that's interesting. Well, that's the latest. That's the latest adverse effect of getting injected, maybe. And I remind people that the injection, the sales pitch for the injection is simply to reduce any symptoms of a cold, which include runny nose, sore throat, headache, fever. That's why they are offering an injection. They are literally offering an injection, a toxic experimental biological injection to reduce symptoms of a cold. Never once did the big pharmaceuticals mention that it was to stop transmission, to prevent getting flu-like symptoms. Never once did they say that. So anyone that says, why should I take it? Or I was told that it was to prevent getting quote-unquote COVID, or to prevent asymptomatic or symptomatic spreading. Never once was that sold to you. It was only to reduce your symptoms up to 95%. Now, how you could possibly measure that, it's just playing with numbers, giving you a high number to sell you on a drug that does almost absolutely nothing, and anything it could do is completely unprovable. So if you want to take that to reduce the symptoms of a cold that you may or may not ever get, some people like me, we do not get colds, even in the cold winter, because we take care of ourselves. We go to bed on time, we eat properly, we don't swear, we do talk shows to relieve stress. We don't believe in the nonsense. We shut out the mainstream media, etc. You're going to be just fine. And stop worrying about an invisible demon that does not exist or have characteristics as sold to you by the mainstream media. Because in case anyone here is confused, and I don't think anyone here is confused, so I'm just going to speak to the people that are just finding my site for the first time. This is all about resetting the financial system and bringing in a level of control and command that the human existence experience has never seen before. That's all this is for. The economy is being collapsed on purpose. They would like to bring it completely to a stop. And then they will hand out their fresh currency to those people they deem worthy. And the rest of you, you will just lose all your assets to pay off the trillions of dollars that the world owes to bankers and their elite families that own the banks. I believe the worldwide debt of governments, I believe the number Mike in the night said, $126 trillion. I don't know if I can find it. But that is what I think Mike in the night said. And the interest on those trillions is impossible to pay back. And that is when they will just take the assets of every single country, put them onto their balance sheet, and keep you as a debt slave forever. Unless you decide to join with whatever resistance is out there and say, no, we're not paying, reset the clock at zero, and we'll start over. And that wouldn't be good for those that have all the money now, would it? Would not. They would not like to start over with the serfs at zero. And I think the total debt of the world, but it is, I believe, like I just said, over 100, it could be $1 or $200 trillion. That's one plus 12 zeros. An incredible amount. All right. Well, we are done now. I hope you enjoyed the show. It was me solo tonight. I will try and bring on a guest. Mike in the Night is available. I'm trying to get Amanda Vollmer. She keeps moving our date. Moved it at least 3 times. So she's for March, but I'm not holding my breath that we can make that happen. So don't get too excited. Maybe I'll get Ed on the show. Otherwise, I will just continue my research, continue my videos. Don't forget, send me tips. You can send me donations. You can send me tips. I have some regular people that send me stuff. And I really appreciate all those people that are hitting me up with it. I would never be able to figure out everything going on. The best place to send me these tips is my email at ima@fakeologist.com. The absolute best place to contact me. So do that. And you can also send me a donation at fakeologist.com/donate, as you can see on the screen here. Don't forget to go to the forums. fakeologist.com/forums2. The convoy thread is at fake11.com/convoy. Log in and register at the forums so you can keep track. The forums also have an RSS feed. Instead of going to the forums and trying to figure out what the new posts are, you can bring this in on the RSS feed. And how do you find the RSS feed? Well, I'm going to tell you what it is. You can actually just type in fakeologist.com/forums2 to your favorite RSS reader. And it should work. Let me just try. I'm going to type in fakeologist.com/forums2. And it should discover. Yes, it does. So it will discover the feed. And let me just take a peek here. I don't even know if I'm actually following it. We will look at new topics. We can look at all forums. Let's see here. I'm going to follow that and see what the feed is. If it's got a name. Well, I use Feedly. And I don't know the actual address of the feed, but it does exist. If you just search for Fakeologist forums in your favorite feed reader, it should bring it up. I guess I'm not following my own forum on my own feed, so I'm going to look into that and let you know. But just so you know, if you don't want to use the traditional way, I was using Tapatalk for a while, which is an Android iOS app to bring in the feed into an app. But I've changed my mind on the app, actually. The app is a nuisance to set up for me. And actually, it doesn't have all the features of the plain old website in the browser. This website, the forums, it comes up formatted quite well in the browser. And the advantage of using the browser is all the features that are on the website are available on the browser on the phone. Including if you want to thank somebody, and if you do create a quote, if you do create a post, you have access to all the different features. You can change the text to bold, italics, underline, quoting, code, create lists, numbered lists, list items, add pictures, links, flash. You can't really use flash. I don't think flash works anymore. You can change the font color, the size. Super powerful. And then you can add attachments. It's actually really good. So in that sense, I'm not using the Tapatalk anymore, and I might disable it. You can just access the forums through your browser on your phone, and it'll look beautiful, and you'll get to use all the features. So I'm changing my mind on the forums. How about that? Changing my mind on the using of an app. And I'm not sold on using apps anyway. If you just go straight to the website, then it's pretty powerful. All right, guys. Thank you for joining. I appreciate it. And we will close off. I don't have any fancy music. I don't have anything exciting today. All right. We will talk tomorrow. And don't forget, I want to thank Velocet again. We got the audio server working well. My audio should be perfectly leveled, including my guests. And even the callers, it boosts the callers now. I'm really pleased with the audio server that he set up for me. I'm really thankful that I have such loyal, helpful callers and assistants. And the audio should be coming through really well. I screwed it up yesterday because I didn't get it going yesterday. So I just replaced yesterday's file at least two times. So now it should be really good. The audio is not balanced. I don't think it's balanced on the video. So you get the benefit of the video with the imagery, but the sound is not balanced on it in the same way. As far as I know, I don't think it is. But the audio file that is in the podcast will be perfectly balanced. So this is just part of the continuing evolution of this show. And if you really want to see how far we've evolved, I'm coming up to my 10-year anniversary. And listen to some of the older shows. My voice is the same, but boy, the sophistication level and the systems I had then were nothing compared to now. So we've got some, we've done pretty good, pretty well over the years. I'm pretty surprised I'm still doing this 10 years later. But yeah, I'm making about the same amount of money doing it, which is not much, but that's not why I do it. And who knew we would be in the biggest psyop in the history of the world right now? And that's why all this knowledge, 9/11 and fakery, has been so valuable. I think you'd agree that it's better to know what's going on than not know what's going on. I think it is. It's a great relief. I'm not worried. You shouldn't be worried for at least the health aspect of it. But you should be concerned about the digital future that you're all going to be, the digital tyranny you're going to be living under. And that's really what I wish people would just focus on. Forget the damn phony virus. Forget it. Not going to factor in your world in the next few, in your future. All right. Thank you again. That was another impossibly long sign off. We will talk. Take care.